Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
The Chicago Blackhawks are the Stanley Cup champions for the third time in 6 years, and to celebrate with us today is Chicago Blackhawks insane fan Christine Hamilton at Cubicle Girl IW on Twitter. This is SCU and Wally on MSL Radio. Christine, what a game last night, right?
Absolutely. It was an absolutely wonderful game. I mean, it was a wonderful series. And that's the cool thing about hockey is all the respect that happens afterwards. You know, they shake hands, they, you know, and they won't touch the cup. I mean, there's just so much tradition. But in any case, I have to say much love out to Mr. Bishop, because that's a nasty injury to have, period, let alone in the type of position that he plays. So he did a very excellent job throughout the series. It was not easy at all.
Definitely wasn't easy, but it did help that they stole game one in Tampa. If the Tampa Bay Lightning had taken the 2-0 series lead after winning both games at home and then won game four in Chicago like they did, we would be in a lot of trouble right now. But that's not what happened. Chicago took game one. That was definitely a big factor, if you ask me. Now, I don't know much hockey, but that was definitely a big factor when it comes to seven-game series like that. Taking game one is a big factor. So,
yeah.
Once again, Chicago Blackhawks, third championship in 6 years. But this is the first time in almost 80 years, about 77 years. They won at home. They won at home. It's about time. Been waiting a long time.
Beautiful.
At home. Long time. Is Casey on with us today? Casey Wallach, are you on? Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Casey Wallach today. Oh, Casey Wallach. We have to go find Casey.
Oh,
anyway,
maybe she went down to the Shy real quick. That's not a very long drive for her to, you know, have some fun.
I was hoping she'd be on with us today. So I was going to ask you if you and her were going to make some plans to go celebrate tonight after the Chicago Blackhawks won the Cup. But now she's not on. I can't. It's like,
I would love to. That would be so much fun. I want to go to the parade so bad, but, you know, got responsibility.
Well, Casey's telling me she's on. Casey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
There she is. So we have Christine.
All right.
Congratulations, Christine.
Thanks, honey bunny. We're so excited. Like, my dad and I did our little shot after the game was over. It was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. And just the way that they present themselves, and it's good sports role models.
Yeah, I always like, you know, seeing the handshake and everything. Like you said, you guys couldn't hear me. I was trying to agree with you, but nobody could hear me talking.
I don't know. Darren Williamson must have you on mute or something.
Yeah. But anyway, yes, that's always neat to see. The funny thing was, you know, everybody was making jokes on, you know, on Twitter or whatever about the cup not being in the building, and they're, you know, we're waiting on it to get there and everything.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird.
Tradition.
Right.
So, Casey, I don't know if you heard, but I had asked Christine if you two were going to make plans to hang out and celebrate the cup tonight, because you do live in Wisconsin. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah, I did hear that. We can do a satellite drink together in honor.
Satellite drink.
Right. we're a little farther apart than what you might think.
Where do you live, Christine? I know Casey lives in Milwaukee, but where do you live?
I'm from Wanakee, Wisconsin. What's up, Warriors? But that's about like 15 minutes outside of Madison. So basically the Madison area. So it's a 90-minute drive for me to get to her. And I don't know about her, but that's a bit on a Tuesday.
It was a nice little thought. Maybe two could have done something I know me and Darren are going to go celebrate after the Cowboys win Super Bowl 50 because I know me and Darren live up here in Jersey.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
But anyway, we are not here to we're not here to talk football right now. We're here to talk hockey because Christine Hamilton is a Chicago Blackhawks fan. And again,
absolutely.
Congratulations to the Hawks. I still hate it. I hate the Hawks. I don't care. The Ducks are supposed to win this. Mm, Gary, I'm done.
You're
but anyway,
done with hockey.
I'm done. Yeah, I'm done with hockey. The Ducks can't beat the Blackhawks at home game 7, and then the Blackhawks win. But kind of like how the Giants won the Super Bowl of 2007 after they knocked off the Cowboys in the divisional round. But again, hockey. So, hockey season's over. But, Christine, I want to ask you, do you follow, like, college hockey? Do you follow that at all?
To be quite honest, I really started getting more into hockey when we played Canada in the gold medal game in 2010. And then, you know, Hawks won the Stanley Cup, and that's kind of like where I started. I'd watch it if it was on, but I didn't follow it as much. And so I don't really know how their farm system works. That's something that I'm definitely going to have to look into.
Yeah, so I was just going to ask you if you were going to watch the NHL draft live at the BB&T Center in Miami, Florida, down in Miami, on June 26th and June 27th.
I will definitely try and get that action in so I can see, you know, the up-and-comers. I think it's, you know, a lot of people, they don't want to let go of their players, and their players are traitors if they leave. But what people don't understand is sports is a business. That's the bottom line. But no matter where any of these kids go, Taze, Kane, whatever, they will always be a Blackhawk and will always have, like, you know, cheer for them because they do it the right way, and that's important. So I would love to see how their farm system works, definitely.
Yeah, that's true. So, again, just want to let you all know, NHL Draft, June 26th, June 27th, live at the BB&T Center, down in Miami. Definitely
oh, I would love to go.
Who was the first pick? Shit, I don't remember who was the first pick. I know the Florida Panthers had the 11th overall pick. That's all I know. I'm not a hockey fan like you, Christine. But
well,
now I know.
You know, just picked it up recently.
Oh, all right. Well, anyway.
But
I know now.
Definitely, it's time to ramp up for football season. Absolutely.
Oh,
yes,
definitely. That's,
yeah.
That is true. I know now that I am marking my calendar for when the Ducks and the Blackhawks play. Because that
okay.
is their revenge game. You know, massive proportions right now. That is definitely a
well,
revenge.
You know, when it came to the Ducks, they are a very massive team. And so they always had 13 guys that were over 260, and the Hawks, we play finesse hockey, so they had like 5. So that got to be a really chippy series. It was actually good, but it was always nerve-wracking.
I don't care.
I don't care. This is what I get. I don't care.
I'm sorry.
Lady, how do you deal with this?
Wow.
Part of the problem is that I don't care that much either.
Because oh my God! Okay. You know what? But let's talk some football or some basketball,
all right.
Whichever. I.
All
know,
right.
What's up?
All right.
What's up with the whole?
I know Casey's a Packer fan, but Casey.
We'll have some epic discussions.
Oh yeah.
In the upcoming season, absolutely.
Yeah.
But see, whenever a Packer fan comes up and ribs me, I rib them back and I say, "Hey, what would sports be without competition and rivalry?"
Right.
It's fun. It's fun. And, you know, I do like to tell my little story about how we saved the poor little Packers back in the day.
Hey,
but
it's a good story.
Hey.
I know, right?
If I'm you girls, Christine, you're the Bears fan. I'm bringing up. Oh wait, never mind. Casey, this is all you.
Oh.
If I'm you guys, I'm taking Casey's side. Because the Packers have dominated the Bears the recent years in, like, every way, but...
Sure, in recent years. But, I mean, you know, it's all very cyclical when it comes to sports. A lot of times you just, you really can't predict it. So, and
right.
that's what makes it great. And you never know what's going to happen. And I mean, in some cases you do when you get train wrecks for franchises that they're like, we're just going to not do things correctly. But
yeah,
I mean, I definitely am the type that I'm very compartmentalized about my sports. I appreciate when other people do great things,
mm-hmm.
but I still have my love for my team. So I know that Aaron Rodgers is a wonderful quarterback. I have absolutely no
yeah.
problem saying that. He's money. But two times a year, at least, I just have to hate him. It's required.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, you know, she has
right.
to hate Urlacher two times a year, even
exactly.
though he was amazing athlete. That's just how it is. But we have that understanding up here.
Right.
Exactly.
I think it's a whole kind of thing with the NFC North, you know, like with the Vikings and the Lions, too.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, it's just how it works up here, I guess. You know, it's unique. I think it's unique as far as, you know,
it's
the different divisions. And
absolutely, girl. It's definitely unique. And it's important to continue that because, I mean, I love it when people start talking rivalries and they've been going at each other for like 6 years. It's like, okay, no, let's try about playing each other 300 times and then let me know how your rivalry's doing.
Right, exactly.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. A lot of Wisconsin hospitality. I'm liking what I'm hearing. You don't get that here in Jersey. You love
absolutely.
A bunch of nasty people in Jersey. But
hey,
that
man.
Is
Come out, you guys, come out to Scani. We can all go out once you're of appropriate age to be in the tavern. Have a good time.
I'll see you in 5 weeks. I'll be 22.
Okay.
I'll be 21 on July 22nd. Christine Hamilton, Chicago Blackhawks fan. I want to thank you for being on SCU and Wally for today. Congratulations to the
absolutely.
Chicago Blackhawks.
Thanks, Christine.
Hey, thank you guys. Had a great time. Much
right.
mutual respect, but as always,
yep.
go Hawks.
All right. When we come back, we have another podcaster on with us. You're listening to Steven, SU and Wally here on MSO Radio.
So at the end of the day, I mean, you could keep that to yourself. You don't even have to let anybody know because at the end of the day, you know, if somebody's coming out, you're getting all the attention. I'm not saying that's what Michael Sam's intentions were, but there's always another side to the story. At the end of the day,
Jesus Christ.
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time here only on MSL Radio Monday through Friday. Check it out. I know I messed up, but whatever. Listen to the show. Ah. Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Want to learn how to scan your swagger? Get insight on that and more from Dia Hicks every weekend, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Inside the Sports World with Darren Williamson, Stephen Ur, and Andrew Powell is every Saturday between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on Double G Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Ur at Stephen_Ur@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog, for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
What's good, Miami? And I guess pretty soon I'll have to say what's good, Nation, since we're going national. But this is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson, and CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
So I'm such a good friend. One of my best friend's birthday is tomorrow. Me and him are going to be the same age for about 5 weeks. He'll be 20 tomorrow. And we're having a party, and I totally forgot. So fans, listeners, everybody, whoever wants to wish my friend a happy birthday, he'll be 20. 646-716-8715. I'll tell him how many people told him happy birthday. Or you can tell me on Twitter, at RoddyFanatic2. And I guess if you want to tell the network, at 305 Sports and Life. But today, we had Christine Hamilton on. Wow, I'm mixing the words again. Stephen Edwards is on with us today. Stephen, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good.
Good.
This is my co-host alongside me is Casey Wallach. Casey, this is Stephen Edwards.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, Casey, how are you?
Very good. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. Thank you. Glad to be on the show. Appreciate the invite.
No problem. Stephen Edwards is actually from London, England. So we have a very special guest on today. Right now it is 7 o'clock his time. It's 2 o'clock here in the USA. But, Stephen, you did say that you know a lot about like basically every sport. Is that correct?
That's pretty much it. Across the podcasting network, I cover all four major North American sports. So, I pretty much cover all the bases.
Cool. So today, the only thing I really have for us is to the NFL. I don't know if Casey came up with anything, but I have a few things when it comes to the NFL. And I want to start with Darrelle Revis, the cornerback for the New York Jets. Now, he won the Super Bowl with the New England Patriots back in February. And just a couple days ago, the Patriots got their rings, and they were going to celebrate with, you know, getting the rings and everything. But the problem is there was no Revis there. And Revis says he's not going to attend because he's a New York Jet now, and those two, the Jets and Patriots, are both rivals. So, Stephen, I want to ask you, is that a smart move by Darrelle Revis not taking his ring?
It's an interesting one, isn't it? I mean, it happens all the time in sports whereby players win championships in one city and then through one reason or another they leave as a free agent or they get traded to another team. I mean, I fully appreciate that the Jets-Patriots rivalry is very much there and very much at the forefront of the NFL and has been for some time, but I don't necessarily think this is a good idea for Darrelle Revis. I mean, I think, you know, he needs to look back on the fact that he was a part of something special when the Patriots won the Super Bowl, so why not pick up his ring and, you know, and take that moment to just remember what that season was like. It's fine now that he's, you know, he's a part of the New York Jets. You know, this is what it's about in this coming season in 2015, but the Super Bowl was a part of last season. It's okay to look back and pick up that ring. It's something I kind of expect to a point from Darrelle Revis, but I don't think it's a particularly smart move.
Yeah, I don't. Casey, I agree with Steven that this is not a smart move. He should have got his ring because he deserves it. He earned it.
Right.
Do you think this is a dumb move? Just because he's a Jet, he's not going to get his Patriots ring.
You know, like you guys said, you know, it's an odd move, and I just think, you know, you're part of, you know, a really great team and a, you know, a great win, and, you know, it's part of history, and, you know, so you're part of that Patriots history, so, you know, you should be part, you know, take part in the, you know, ring, you know, receiving of the rings and everything, and just, I mean, everybody knows you're a Jet now, but, I mean, that's still part of your past and everything.
Exactly. Like, say Joe Namath went to the Los Angeles Rams, like, 1971. Sure, it's 3 years after he won the Super Bowl with the Jets, but say he had gone from the Jet winning the Super Bowl with the Jets straight to the Rams, I'm pretty sure Joe Namath would have gone and got his ring for Super Bowl III. But anyway, next question. Adrian Peterson, now he's playing, he's going to mini camps. He says he can play another 7 to 8 years. Steven, I'll ask you first, you're our guest. Do you think he's actually going to play 7 to 8 years, or how long do you think it is until he actually does retire?
I mean, it's an interesting one, isn't it? I mean, he's only 30. I mean, he's still going to be good for a good few years, but I think, you know, maybe seven to eight years, I think is a bit of a reach. But, I mean, at the end of the day, this guy wants to pile up as many numbers as he can. I mean, he's just over 10,000 yards right now, and he's been a very productive running back in the NFL, as we know. Obviously, you know, he wasn't around last season, but up until that point, I mean, Adrian Peterson has just been the very top and elite running back in the NFL. So if he can even come back anything like that, I mean, I think he's going to do, you know, get a hell of a load of yards this coming season. But I think 7 to 8 years is a bit of a reach, to be honest. It's quite a funny statement to make at this particular point in time. I mean, if I was Adrian Peterson, I'd be sitting there thinking, like, okay, I want to get back out there, do what I do best, and be a productive NFL running back in this league. I mean, the thing is as well with him is that with so many defenses keying on him, that he does take a hell of a lot of punishment. And again, as you know, as you get older, that punishment's going to take longer to come back from. It's going to take longer to heal. You know, you're not going to be as productive in the latter part of your career. Who knows how he's going to fit in 7 or 8 years' time? He might think to himself, look, I've actually had enough of this. I actually don't want to play anymore. My body cannot handle it anymore. It's just one of those statements I take with a, you know, a pinch of salt, to be honest.
Right. Casey, 7 to 8 years, is he actually going to play those 7 to 8 years, or is he going to just retire after, like, maybe 3 or 4 years?
Well, I mean, you know, it's not necessarily want, it's, you know, ability and, you know, physical health. I mean, we all know, you know, running backs don't have the NFL career lifespan, you know, of other offensive positions, and, you know, their bodies take a real beating. And, you know, obviously this past year, he did have the year off, so that's, you know, one less year of taking that physical, all the hits and everything. So, I mean, I'm leaning more towards 3 to 4 years. I mean, you know, being a, you know, quality, productive running back and, you know, not having to sit in a tub of ice every, you know, 4 hours or whatever, but because he's in so much pain. But I'm leaning towards the, you know, 3 to 4 years, probably. I mean, he is an incredible athlete and, you know, in great physical shape and everything, but, you know, 7 to 8 years is a pretty long time.
Yeah, it definitely is. And from what I know, he did say that one of his biggest goals is to try to become the all-time NFL leading rusher and actually beat the great Emmitt Smith. But, again, we'll see how, at least the next 3 years, though. I say another 3 or 4 years, and then I think he may either just give up or his body won't take anymore, like Steven said. So one last thing, Steven, before we let you go. NBA Finals Game 6 tonight, the Cavs and the Warriors. Who do you have winning this game?
I think it's a very tough one to call. I mean, obviously the Warriors have now got the momentum going into Game 6, you know, up 3-2. You know, Cleveland's going to be a very special atmosphere tonight because they're not going to want to see a team celebrate a title on their home court. And I think if Cleveland can get that game, and then take it to a game 7, and all of a sudden then you send it back to Golden State and things become a little bit nervy for the Warriors. You know, maybe some of the fans start sitting on their hands because things aren't going the way they want them to. So I think Golden State are going to come out hungry tonight. They're going to want to take game 6. They're not going to want to go back to Golden State. As much as it's quite special to win a title of any kind on your home court or on your home field. I just don't think they're going to want any part of that. I think Steve Kerr is going to have them up for this game. I think they've got far too many weapons now for Cleveland. I mean, I think Cleveland have given it a really good go. I mean, LeBron's had a hell of a series. But Golden State just have far too many weapons. And the change with Iguodala moving into the starting lineup has really changed things around now. And I don't think Cleveland really know how they can handle that. And unless Cleveland's three-point shooters can get hot like J.R. Smith, Jumper, Dellavedova, then I really don't see Cleveland win this game. I fully expect Golden State to close this out in six tonight.
Steven Edwards, podcaster of many, thank you so much for being on SCU and Wally today.
Hey, it's been a pleasure coming on and speaking to you guys. And, you know, good luck with the show and speak to you guys soon.
Thank you. I think we have Tiffany's. You can follow Steven at Twitter on STEVNFTUK, all in capital letters. Happy Casey Wallet Tuesday. I'd be Andrew to it. Tonight on the Andrew Powell Show, obviously Casey will be on to talk whatever Casey talks about with Andrew and guys. But surprise, I will also be on tonight because I know Game 6 is on tonight, and I want to talk LeBron. I want to bring up the point that I brought up a few days ago that if LeBron loses, it's over. I think it's over. And again, I'm not going to go into details of it right now. Tonight, check me out, Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson, Eric Robinson, 8-10 here on MSO Radio. You can also check out the KG and Figgy Show tonight at 11:00. Again, that is MSO Radio. So we have 4 minutes left.
Do you want to talk a little bit about this whole Cardinals-Astros thing?
Yeah, let's get into that.
All right. Because it's pretty interesting. You know, because the Cardinals are being investigated by the FBI for breaking into or hacking into the Astros player personnel and info on their network, you know, with information about trades, scouting reports, and everything. And basically, you know, the way I kind of look at it is if this happened in the NFL, people would be going berserk. And, you know, like if this was the Patriots, you know, insert Patriots instead of Cardinals, it'd be everywhere on CNN, you know, not just sporting networks, it'd be all over the place. And, you know, it's just bizarre. I don't know. It's just weird. You know, it's the Astros.
Right. And this is the St. Louis Cardinals talking about, ladies and gentlemen, not the Arizona Cardinals. It's the St. Louis Cardinals of the Major League Baseball.
Did I say Arizona?
Oh, no, you just said,
okay.
I just heard Cardinals. I wasn't sure if you had, dignified that it was
All right, Cardinals.
So, like I said, my birthday's in 5 weeks. And 3 days later is Katie's birthday. So, the both of us are planning, obviously we're both planning something for each other on the show. And she said she has a surprise for me, and this is going to be. I'm just saying it's going to be difficult for me to find something about her to surprise her. But remember, 22nd, Casey Wallace's birthday, July 25th. So it's time for my last 2 cents. We all know Steph Curry's a beast. He obviously shot a 62-foot shot from 62 feet away during a game against the Memphis Grizzlies, and he made it. A man stood atop a dam. You know, the dam that, you know, covers the water or whatever, from 485 feet off the ground. He dropped the ball where there was a net waiting, you know, basketball net waiting, 485 feet below him. And swish, he made it. Yesterday, the Canes won in a walk-off fashion. Jacob Hayward, brother of Jason Hayward, hit a walk-off single to eliminate Arkansas 4-3. They will play Virginia tomorrow night on ESPN. Casey, your turn.
All right. Little B was on Sports Nation yesterday on ESPN2, and it was tremendous. He was dressed like a church lady with long earrings and a Sunday church hat on, and he was talking about his obviously now hugely famous curse and how he lifted the curse from James Harden and that he does not like to curse people, but he just wants people to pay their respects and yeah, so I think that's about all we got time for.
Yeah, that's all we got time for today. Again, join the game tonight. Catching Andrew Powell. Show
you
me and Casey will be
to Stephen Sports Blog.
Okay,
with Stephen
enjoy the game tonight, everybody.
Here only on MSL Radio.